Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.
Hi, Coach. Thank you for doing this, coming on the show. I really appreciate your time. You're in Spain now, so before we get into it, how are you? How's life treating you? How's everything in Spain?
Hi, it's a pleasure for me to be with you here. Yes, now the time in Spain is very good. The weather is very good. The summer is close. And the situation of the coronavirus because is in all the world, the pandemic unfortunately is a disaster, but here now is improving the situation. Every day we can do more things and with less restrictions, and I think that practically okay, the people are with the vaccines. For example, I took the first 2 weeks ago, and practically okay. We all the people are with the mask, of course, but the situation is better. is incredible. It's incredible because I remember when ISL finished. I told to my family maybe I stay in India for some days because the coronavirus in Spain was not very good in that moment, and in India was a good situation. Even I went to Hyderabad after the championship, but when I arrived to Spain, in some days the situation changed totally in India.
Yeah, it's been a tough time the last, let's say, month and a half or maybe 2 months in India. But hopefully we'll come out of this. So let's focus on more happier and more funnier topics that for us as football fans. So last season, first time in India, Hyderabad had a great season. I mean, if you look at it, maybe you would have thought, they could have done better. But having said everything, the situation, everything, the way you guys started and played, the style of football that you introduced, everything was great about Hyderabad. It was a joy to watch. A lot of the youngsters making international debuts as well. So when you look back on that season, how do you look at it?
Of course, that was a very good season for all these things that you say. But it's a mix, no? I think that when I think about the last season, I remember very, very positive things, like you say, no? Like the performance of the team, of the young talent Indian players, like the difficult time because to spend time with the same people, with the same things, with the same routine during more than 5 months is not easy. But the group was incredible. I think that all the people that you can ask about our time in the hotel will tell you the same, no? The group was incredible with Indian and foreigners and players and staff, and even with the people from the who works in the hotel, all was fantastic. But I only have one thing that for me, maybe I would have to avoid to tell this, but is my thought, no? Maybe I think that we lost a great chance to win the ISL, because in the last game in the regular season, I remember in the minute 95 when Iván González in the goal line, he saved the goal. That in that moment, if we score this goal, we arrive in the semifinal. And I said all the season, no. One thing is who wins the regular season. For me, this is the fair champion. But in a playoff, only with one bad day, you can lose the game. And maybe we play the semifinal against Mumbai, and maybe we lose. No, but I think that if we won against Goa in the last game, let's see what. But this is only like in football that I don't like. Nothing. This is the reality. But if you ask me about one negative thing is this, all the other things for me are incredible. The country, the players, the relationship with the players, with the staff was very, very good. And I was very happy, because next season was in all the country, but let's see, no, seems that will be Babel again.
Yeah, it looks that way. But I have to say, I agree with some of the things that you were saying, because during the regular season, when we would do the podcast, I was asking, like, would it be a successful season if Hyderabad does not make it to the top four? Because we were just wondering, because the way you guys were performing through the season, that would have been a justice to be in the top four. But then, would you consider it a successful or a not successful season, depending on that? But considering where Hyderabad was the season before, and the way you guys have pushed up, I think it's a progression in that sense. So we are expecting even more from Hyderabad this coming season. So I just tell you that ahead. So we will be expecting a lot as journalists, as fans of Indian football, a lot more from Hyderabad in the next season.
Yeah, we felt, no, when we played, we felt that, especially in the beginning of the competition, when Franz Andaza, Sastre and Joel, they were injured, and we played with eight, even in against ATK, we played with nine Indian guys. We felt, no, that the Indian people wanted to that we won the games, but of course, if you compare with the first season in Hyderabad in ISL, of course that was fantastic, no? Because we improved in all the things. But this is football, no? Now let's see. Now for sure that the challenge for next season for all the people is the challenge is, let's see if we arrive to the top four. But I always say that second season is more difficult than first season. I think that now ISL we are not a surprise. We are not all the people knows, or the opponents know our young players. But in the other side, for me, the continuity in when you are when, after a good season is very important, and I think that the continuity of the team is more or less 75% of the squad will be the same.
Yeah, and you also signed a longer deal now, 2-year deal, which is nice to see that clubs are, you know, giving support to the manager. Is it generally in ISL, it's not the case. You see a lot of turnover in managers. But that's nice to see. So, have you already started planning for the next season? Do you have people and players in mind who you are targeting to get?
Yes, of course, because there are two things, no, in your question. One is, when I arrived to India, of course, I had some doubt because I didn't know all the things about Indian football, no. But I think that one very important thing is that you have to adapt to the country, not the country have to adapt to me, no. And I think that you have to know the culture, the character, the personality of all the people, not only the players. And I think that we got it. But about next season, I think in football never stop, no, this kind of things. You are looking, you are watching the other games, you know the players of the other teams, why, and you are looking for or searching information of the people that, why this guy that you told me that is very good, why this guy is not playing in this team, which is the reason. Yes, we are working all the time and even during the championship about the next season, no? And I think there is a, maybe it's another question, but I think that one problem that India have to solve, because for sure now is the coronavirus, the problem is the coronavirus, but one big problem is the big gap between seasons. Because I remember when I arrived that people say, oh, this player is very good, this player, this team is very good. And I said, okay, for me it's a normal player, it's not a very good player, and the opposite. Eh? And players that they say, no, this guy is not, let's see. And I look or watch the games and I say, oh, this guy for me is a very good player with a lot of future, blah, blah, blah. But for me, the big gap is a problem, because even I don't know if you remember when you are younger or in my case, after 7 months or 6 or 8 or 7 months without play, you can change a lot, even if you are 22, 21, not only when you are 7, 8 or 9 years old. And there are players that they are more professionals, less professionals, in all the world, eh? not only in India, and with a gap like this is a, for me, when the season in India will be normal, maybe 2-3 months, for sure that India in ISL and India as a national team will improve. Maybe not will be Japan or South Korea or I don't know Iran, but for sure in the after these teams, India will be a powerful team in Asia.
Yeah, this is a problem that we've been facing for a long time, actually. The number of matches and the gap between the two seasons and things. Because earlier, before we had a single league, there used to be small leagues in different parts of the country. And there used to be cup tournaments. And like one tournament in Mumbai, one tournament in Hyderabad. So clubs will be invited from different places to play. So that time a player used to play around 50 games a season. Now ISL player plays 25 games. So they will try to increase that number. They're trying to, you know, obviously make it an 8-month season. We'll see if that works or not. But anyway, like you said, first COVID is the main issue now. We need to solve that. And one thing you mentioned in that is the culture of football. This is something that I've been thinking a lot of. I'm trying to write an article as well on the culture of football. And what do you make of India's culture of football, especially as someone who's worked in Spain and in Croatia and now in India and everything? How do you look at the culture of football in this country?
I think, as you say, no, you have to adapt, no, in every situation. Not only in different countries. Eh? For example, I am from Barcelona, and when I train in teams from Barcelona, it's not the same that when I train in Las Palmas, for example, that is in the other part of Spain. Las Palmas is an island that is close to Africa. Yes, it's 3 hours by plane to from Barcelona. I think that even the culture is different. In Las Palmas, is like South American people, you know, an island, very calm, very, and they same accent that when they speak. Okay, you go to Croatia, and the Balkanic people is people with a lot of talent, but a very strong character, and all these kind of things, no? And I train in Thailand, and is another thing totally different. And in India, of course, is different. But if you ask me about India, I can tell you, for me, there are two things, or three, if you count the gap between seasons. But I think that the gap between season after COVID will improve the situation. The Indian Football Federation will solve this problem, no? But I think there are two problems in India. One is of course, football is not the first sport in India, because when we went to the training sessions in the beside our pitch, all the kids are playing cricket, or were playing cricket. Of course, this is a reality, but this is normal. This is the national sport, no, in India, but I think that we need to improve the children who play when they are children, no, the in the academies, good academies. I always say that the best coaches would have to be in the academies, not in the top level, no, because the important thing is when you are learning to play football more than when you are a famous player, famous or a good player. This is one thing, and the other thing is the nutrition. No, I think that it's not. I don't want to tell you that the current nutrition is the nutrition from Europe. No, but we have to follow one thing that all the people more or less they have to eat the same things. They have to, for example, now again the gap is very important, because maybe in these 7 months, not all the people are. I read a interview with Pritam from ATK about this, no, that the nutrition is very important, and I think that not all the players during this gap, they are not in, they don't eat the correct things. Sorry, because my English is not too much good, and we have to think the correct words. But of course, that there are, for me, people say, no, it's very difficult in India. Yeah, but it's very difficult. But there are a lot of people, and if you put some good academies in, I know, there are good academies, but we need more academies, even in every team. For example, now Hyderabad, we are trying to build academy with under 13, under 15, under 18, and second team or team B. And I think that it is important in all the country, because with ISL, every time there are more good young players, and for sure that there will be more good players if they play when they are kids, when they are very young. And for sure, this is like a continuity, no?
One of the coaches from Spain, when I asked him about the same culture of football in the country, he said the culture, the football reflects the society. So, do you think this is right? Any opinion on that?
I need to know because I only was in Goa. I need to know more about India, no? But yes, normally this kind of if you, for example, the way when we went to the hotel from the hotel to the training pitch, and I looked the people in the street because the training pitch was Girim is 25 minutes from our hotel, and you couldn't see children playing cricket, but children playing football. I think, for example, in Spain there is now a big problem, no? Is the football in the street every time is less because the situation in the streets is very difficult to play football. And I think that a lot of good players, they learned to play football in the street, playing with friends, played with people with more age than them, because you have to, okay, let's see how I can surpass this guy that is older than me, no, that or bigger even. And I think that yes, the answering your question, this is like, you know, like I don't know this word in English, no, but with ISL is growing. Children, if they watch the games, they will want to play football. There are a lot of people in India, and I think that finally, in some years, for sure that I am completely sure that Indian football will grow a lot.
Yeah, so now let's come back to your team again. I think we went to, because I am generally interested in these kind of conversations, so that's the issue. But one thing about your team, coming back, last season in Hyderabad, we had Ashish Roy, Hitesh, Akash, Sana, who has been around for a while, but suddenly is now center back for the national team, Liston, Yasir. So obviously you trust a lot of these players. Although they are young, and they have repaid that trust also. So what is the philosophy behind putting in so many youngsters out and allowing them to play? Because I saw Yasir taking shots from all over the place. And I was like, the coach has to tell him, like, you can take shots. Otherwise, if he takes this many shots, he will get screamed at the end of the game. So what is the idea?
I think that they are the guilties, no? Because I remember, for example, there is one moment, or there was one moment, but that for me was one of the keys of the season. Is in the second game of ISL, we played against Bengaluru. We were drawing 0-0 in the minute 35. Sastre was injured, and in the minute 40, no, sorry, Joel Kianese was injured, and in the last minute, in the first half, too, Luis Sastre was injured. And okay, we arrived to the halftime with 0-0, and in the we have only six foreigners in the team, and Franz Andaza is injured from the beginning. Okay, in that moment, in the halftime against Bengaluru, that is a big team, is a former champion two or three seasons before. And the players were not, I don't know if this is scared, the correct word, but they are looking between them about, let's see, now we have to Bengaluru without foreigners. And okay, we put Hitesh and Yasir. And of course, guys, you have a lot of quality, and even one of my famous sentences, if you ask the players is, for me, one normal player with confidence is better than a very good player without. And they are not normal players. They are good players. And if they play with confidence, of course that they are. I think that Hitesh and Yasir, because they and more, they have the same level than foreigner players in ISL, for sure. And it's more mental work and that they have to believe in their possibilities and and of course they play very good because they are very good players. Hitesh is for me is one of the midfielders who understand better the football in India. Yasir, the left foot of the left leg of Yasir, for me is one of the best in the ISL. And I think that we have very good players that with confidence they can play very good football and not too much secret. Okay, Ashish, for example, Ashish Rai is a guy who are listening all the time. And for me, if you say, tell me one player who improved more in this season, I think it's Ashish Rai. It's Ashish because in the beginning he's very nervous and he's very he's more strength than skillful, for example, or more strong than skillful. And but okay, he's every day he trained very hard. Yes, it's not the same case that Akash Mirra. For me is I am not the guilty, nothing about Akash. I think that all the coaches in the world would put Akash in the lineup because the qualities of Akash are incredible. I think suddenly there is another incredible left back, but I think that Akash will be the left back for a long time in the national team. But I think that we have very good young Indian guys, and you have to trust them because I look every day how they train, and for me it was not a surprise. I know that people say, "Oh, you play with the young Indian guys." Yes, I play because I am very confident in them because I look how they train every day.
And one more thing is the way you handle situations. Like there are times when you said, "I should be sacked because we lost the game and that was my mistake, not anybody else's mistake," and things like that. And you had Sana, for me, he's been in the radar for a long time as a ball-playing centre-back, but never really kicked on. He kept Adil out of the team. Adil, who was an international centre-back at that time. And you also had Liston, who had so much hype coming in. But again, you were like, you didn't put him on straight away, although he had some problems in the beginning. Slowly, you tried to bring down the hype in the end. And he was also doing well. So the way you manage these players also were interesting. So do you do it differently with different players?
Yes, but this is not only here. Eh? You not all the players, every player is different. Is sometimes you have to, I like to speak a lot of with the players. And even last season was different because in the bubble you can speak with all the players about not only football, about how is his life, how many people are in your house, because there are people that they live with their parents and the other they are 25 in the same house. No, I think that this is very important and all the. Every situation is different, no? For example, it's not the same Liston that Sana or other players, no? It's not the same. It's very difficult if you play or offensive player. If you are an offensive player, is more difficult the regularity that if you are a defender, for example. No? And you have to explain to them that, okay, listen, maybe you can play today a very good game, but be careful, because the normal thing, if you are an offensive player, is maybe you can lose 6 or 7 balls every 10 balls that you touch. But these 3 or 4 balls that you touch, for sure, that will be dangerous if you are focused and you are ready to play, no? And about the first thing that you told me about, if I am the guilty, and no, this was only one day against Goa.
Yeah. That for me was very funny. I've never heard a coach talk like that, which is very refreshing.
But I think that when we arrived to the, because the press conference was on TV, and after when we finished the game, I enter in the dressing room. I saw the faces of the players. We were winning 1-0 in the minute 87, and we lost 2-1. Okay, for sure that there was a mistake, because every goal, football is a game of mistakes, and for sure that was a mistake of some players in the goals, no? But I think that was my mistake, because we had the control of the game. We were winning. I remember perfectly the game, no? The first half, nothing happened. Nil-nil, any chance in was very boring the first half, but in the second half we start very good. We score a very good goal. I remember a header of Aridane in a cross from Asish, and we had the control of the game. But in the last moment, in the last 20 minutes, Ferrando put Noguera in the pitch. And they put more players in the middle, and I think that I remember I put Franz Andaza in the pitch with Aridane, and we play 4-4-2, and the big between the midfielders and Aridane and Fran was very, very big. Goa was very comfortable. I couldn't to manage the situation with another substitution, that it was very difficult for me in that moment, because I didn't have the players in on the bench to manage this situation. And I think that we lost that game because I was wrong. Not because Sandaza or Aridane or another player is better or not. It's because sometimes you think, okay, maybe this is the correct thing in this moment, but of course that was totally the opposite that I wanted, no? Because the substitution was a disaster for our team in that moment. But sorry, there is one thing that I don't like, no, it's about, I don't know if you will ask me about the referees and blah, 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 but I think that we need more, what is self-criticized, no? Because, okay, always when you lose, always is, no, it's the referee, maybe it's the pitch, maybe, no. Sometimes you make mistakes, the same that the forwards in front of the goalkeepers, or the goalkeepers, or your defender made a penalty, made an unnecessary penalty, or of course the referee, they are wrong. No, this okay, and you have to accept these kind of things. And maybe it was a surprise for a lot of people that I say these kind of things, that I am the guilty. But this is the thing that I felt, especially when I saw the faces of my players in the dressing room.
So was that also something to do with the fact that you wanted to make sure that their morale didn't go down? So I will publicly say it's my thing, so that their confidence don't take a hit. Because like you said, conceding 2 goals in the last 5 minutes, it's tough for, especially for a team full of so many youngsters.
Yes, but this is football too, okay? And I think we had three defeats in this ISL, and they were consecutive in the game 6, 7, and 8. After, yes, now we are 12 games, too much draws, but 12 games without any defeat. And I think this is a very positive thing, because always in my life I say that a good you can see a good team after defeats. And I think that we were very strong. We didn't lose any game in the second leg. Okay, I repeat, a lot of draws, but I think that the team compete very good practically all the season. And after the, you say no, after these three consecutive defeats, when you play every 3, 4, 5, or 6 days, sometimes you don't have too much time to train, and it's more mental work and more about that. Please, guys, you have to confidence. If you are after 5 games, you are in the top of the table. Okay, now we are 3 defeats. We are 8 in that moment in the table, but for sure that you are ready for next games, and they react incredible, because the next 2 games we won 4-1 and 4-2 and 4-2 against Chennai and Northeast. No, I think that the. I am very happy with this squad. I think that I said another sentence, that when you are coach, you always are waiting to have one squad like Hyderabad last season. No?
So one of the things I wanted to ask you is, going forward, like last year, Adidani was so important. Not in the team as a focal point in front. He was able to do a lot of things, you know, hold the ball, bring players in, score goals. We don't know if he's coming back next season. I mean, at least I don't know. So what do you think you need to get now to go to that next level, to challenge for, you know, the top 2 places or go for the title?
I agree with you about Aridane. Aridane is very good player, but for me, it's more important out of the pitch than on the pitch, because he's not as a player that is a very good center forward for us, because he's the real leader in this team. No, he's, for example, we arrived to the dressing room, and one day I don't remember which team. I think ATK. I don't know. But we lost 2 points in the injury time, no? And he arrived to the dressing room and he said, hey, come on, guys, very good. We have 1 point more. Okay, maybe all the people are disappointed because the other team equalized the game in the last moment. But it's like when you look the bottle, no? If you are, and he always looked the bottle, but it's half... exactly how full. Yeah. No, yes, he's very, very positive, and all the players, I think that all the players love him, and all the people, because he's a real leader, he's a very good person, and very important player for us. The next step, you never know. The next step for next season, you never know, because okay, there are is very equal, this championship. The first game in ISL was ATK Kerala, and was 1-0. Krishna scores. I remember perfectly. I say to my staff, okay, for me, Kerala, they have a very good team. And finally, Kerala is the second or third team from the bottom in the championship. I think every team can beat the other teams. Maybe Mumbai and ATK, they are stronger in the beginning, especially. than the other teams. But I think the next step, I don't know, because we drew a lot of games, but we were closer to win than lose these games. And maybe or that I said before, no, maybe if we scored the last goal against Goa, maybe we are in the top four and this question disappeared because maybe we are the champions or we arrived to the top four. That was an incredible thing, no, for our team. But for me, that the most important thing is continue improving, continue with, yes, it's like a topic, no, but it's true. Continue with hard working in training sessions with the same attitude. We have to know that it's impossible to win all the games, and we have to, okay, we lose one day, next day we have to train again. And this is the we are not a special team. I think that we need to do good things every day, learn every training session, but not only players. I learn a lot from my players too. I have to know all the players. And I think that after only 1 year is you have to improve a lot of things in, I don't know which kind of things exactly, but of course that we need to improve more things.
So you said closer to winning than to losing all the games, that was a draw. So if you wanted to get targets, transfer targets, would that be a defender or a player who can maybe make a difference at the other end, like who can get that second goal to sort of ensure that you win the game?
Yeah, not only second goal. I remember a lot of games that we, for example, East Bengal or, for example, Odisha, that we deserved to win very clear in the first half. And in the second half, finally, they scored before us, before our team, no? This kind of thing, no? Because we had very, very clear chances, man-to-man with goalkeeper in some games. No, not in some games. In a lot of games that we drew before. No, I think that we have to improve. Okay, we have to be more clinical. But, of course, we have to improve in all the areas because I'm happy with the goals that we concede, because only 19 in 20 games is a good number. But you know how is football. I remember the first, second, third, and fourth game, we concede clean sheet, one and one. This is our first four games. But in the game number five, two goals. We concede two goals against East Bengal. In six, two goals against Mumbai. Seven, two goals against Kerala. Eight, two goals against Goa. Yes, this. There are some moments that you don't know why you are working in the same style always, in the same way always. But this is football. Sometimes you cannot control all the situations. But I think that in general, we defend. I don't know if very good, but good. And of course, I think that sometimes we play people who look, oh, Hyderabad play very good football. Yes, I agree. But maybe we need to be more practical sometimes. Not only nice football that I like, but sometimes we arrive in front of the goalkeeper and we miss the chance, very clear chances. No?
So now I'm just going to ask you a few quick questions. So who would you say in Indian football that you've seen, played against, coached, whatever it may be, in Indian football, who is the best Indian that you see? Best Indian player that you see?
For me, best Indian player?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a question that is not the first time. I know that he was he didn't play his best season, but for me one of the best players is Aniru Thapa, for me. But there is one injured player all the season that for me is a very good player, that is Brandon. Brandon, for me, he's a very good player. But it's very difficult for me to choose one player. Of course, I can tell you one player from my team, but I think that is not the correct thing. But of course, that Sunil Chhetri is like, no, like the most iconic player, no, in India. But if you, I don't know, if we speak about goalkeepers, I think that I like Gurpreet, but maybe the level of Amrinder the last season, maybe was the best goalkeeper in ISL. For me, I think that there are a lot of Indian people, and maybe we need to be more time in India to tell you this is the best player. But for me, there are a lot of good players in India.
So from Hyderabad, you had to choose one player who has the highest potential to be the best. So who would you say that?
I don't like to speak because about no, it's true.
So let's go outside Hyderabad then, because you're coaching Hyderabad and that's a difficult thing. So outside Hyderabad, who do you think of the young players with potential?
Sorry, but I think that I forgot to see that about. Yes, it's very good that you asked me this question, because for me the best young player with more future in India is Apuya, for me, the center midfielder of Northeast. I think it's very complete. For me, it's one player who can play in Europe, for me. Maybe for the style, maybe it's not an incredible player, but it's very complete. And I think that the style of Apuya, he can play in Europe.
Yeah, we are all big on him. I think the way he looks over his shoulders all the time is something that we don't very often see in Indian football. He's always checking his shoulder. We, in India, you don't do that all the time. So it's very evident on him that he's always scanning that way. But in terms of foreigners, who did you think was the hardest to play against, like to set your team against?
About foreigners?
Yeah.
I think that there is a maybe there is a thing that the clubs have to think about this, no? Because for example, I don't know if I am replying your question, no? But all the teams, they choose one center back, one midfielder, one attacking midfielder, and one center forward. And the two teams that they put two wingers, they are in the playoffs. Is Jorge Ortiz and Luis Machado. Okay, if you put one center back, okay, he will play against another foreigner, striker. If you put midfielder against midfielder, attacking midfielder against a center back normally, or center midfielder. But if you put one very good winger as Jorge Ortiz or Luis Machado, okay, of course, there are very good backs, very good Indian backs, but sometimes you are more dangerous with this kind of players. If you have good Indian players in another positions, no? That, for example, I say Jorge Ortiz and Goa can play with Glenn Martins in the middle, no? For example, or I don't know, Luis Machado, and because you have Apuya in the middle, And one another thing, very important, next season you only can play with four foreigners. For sure that one center back will be from India. That this is very, very important. If I have to choose one foreigner player of last season, I think that Jorge Ortiz is for me was the best player, from the best foreigner in the league.
Well, a couple of last questions, which is your career in Spain. So I was reading through it, and one of the articles in Spanish is a translator. I don't know if it's translated correctly. Is they say if you were a big name player in Barcelona, you would have been in the Primera División right from the beginning. But you got there in the end with Las Palmas. That too, Las Palmas, like you said, the Canary Island, small team, not too many people in that island, but got to the first division as well. So what would you say is your biggest learning curve? Because when you read and hear about Spanish football, Segunda and Tercera divisions, very difficult, so many teams, very physical. That's what you hear. So what was your biggest learning in those?
I don't know. No, I have to tell, I like to explain to the people that, yes, I arrived to Primera División, to First Division, to La Liga in Spain with Las Palmas. But I like to tell that I train in all the categories. And when I say all, is all. I started with kids, but in Spain, I don't know if it's maybe to say the same categories in, I don't know, in India, if the smaller category, I don't know, is under 10 or, but I train all the categories, under 10, under 12, under 14, under 16, youth teams, second teams, all the categories in I am from Barcelona. Barcelona is the capital of Catalonia. I train in all the categories of Catalonia, all the categories, the regional categories, and even until one day I arrived to the third division. In third division, I train three teams. After I train in Segunda B, that is the third category in Spain, and after we arrived to the only category that I didn't train never in my life is Segunda División, never, because I was in Las Palmas in B team, in the team B, and they put me in the first team after team B. I think that you have to is better, and after the after this. All this experience, I train abroad, no? But it's very difficult, no, about to speak about your own league, because it's the league that you know, no? And I think that you have to adapt in when I told you before, no? Not only Barcelona, Las Palmas, no? It's that every division, the pitch is different. Some pitch are artificial, and another are natural grass. And football in Spain is like a religion, you know, is a very, very important thing. No? All the people say that football is the more important thing after, it's the most important of the less important things in the world. I don't know if you understand my
sentence, yeah, no? Understand.
Yes. And of course, when you arrive to the top level, okay, you are very satisfied with your work. You got your aim in when you start in your career as a coach. But I like to have this kind of experience. I am very, very happy now in India. But I don't know if I answer your question exactly, but it's very difficult to compare The other day, I don't know who asked me about if ISL in some years you can compare ISL with Premier League, Serie A in Italy. I think it's very soon for this, no? Because all the even Brazilians and Argentinian that are the stronger countries in football in South America, they want to play in these European leagues, no? And I think that you have to continue training, and now I repeat, I am training in India, and I am very happy to training in Hyderabad. Sorry, because maybe I didn't answer your
question. No, that's okay. I just wanted to know, for you, is it man management or tactics that you feel more important in coaching?
No, for me, in professional football, there are three very important things. Now, in this moment, a very high percentage is how to manage the group. And when you are training in the top level, the management, manage the group is, for me, is the most important. The second thing is during the game. Sometimes you are nervous. Sometimes you are because the score is let's see what happened if you win, if the other team, if we are drawing in that moment. You have to keep calm and look what is happening in the game, how you can improve the situation during the 90 minutes. This is another, is like, I don't know if it's correct in English, as to read the game, no? And the other things is the knowledge of that you have. But more or less in the top level, more or less, all the coaches, they have knowledge. This is for me the reason that I told you before that the best coaches, they have to be with children, because the knowledge are very important for children, no? And I think in top level, management, read the game, and knowledge, but when you are training kids, for me, is the opposite. Is knowledge, read the game not too much, because the score is not too much important when you are young. And management, okay, because when you are training children, you are God for them, no? Or you are very, very important person for the child, for the children, no? But I think that these three qualities are for me the most important in when you are coaching.
This is the last one, and this is a question we ask everybody. What is the funniest thing that has happened to you on a football field?
Boof. The funniest.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Because it's a lot of years, for sure, that I have a lot of anecdotes in playing football, for sure. But I am very bad in these situations, eh? Because you need that I have to think fast and tell. But I don't know exactly.
Something with Quique Setién, maybe, because he is very famous and he is a little. Difference out of a coach. He's like, sorry? I have to play a set. Quique Setién. So something with him, maybe, because that's a name that we all recognize, considering, you know, Betis and Las Palmas and Barcelona.
Quique Setién.
Yeah.
But sorry, but maybe I didn't understand the question. What is exactly your question?
No, something that's very funny, or you laugh about looking at it from the past.
Yeah.
So, because you were wondering, I was like, maybe something with Setién.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one. I can explain one. Very funny. I think that I am very lucky man, because when you train B team, of course that you can look the training session of the of famous coaches in Spain. No, I train in Las Palmas Bay, of course, and the coach of the first team was Quique Setién. That after he was after he trained last season in Barcelona, but in Espanyol, when I trained the second team, the team of the first team was a famous Mexican coach, Javier Aguirre, that he trained in Mexico national team in two World Cups, and he trained in a lot of teams, and he's an incredible person, and he's a very, very funny man with a lot of experience. He, not only as a coach, he played one World Cup in Mexico 86. He was the player in the national team. And one day after Monday, we played on Sunday. And next day, Monday, he told me, Manolo, put the players who didn't play yesterday. We can do a small game that your players against my players that didn't play yesterday. Tell to your assistant coach. I will tell to my assistant coach, and you and myself go to drink something in the office. Okay, I say it's very strange, but okay. And yes, we went to the office, and he opened the frozen, the in the
fridge,
kitchen,
fridge.
The fridge.
Yeah,
yeah. And okay, he took one bottle of tequila, and I say, wow, tequila, 9 a.m. in the morning. Are you sure, Javier? Are you sure about this? Yes, yes, we have to discuss about something. Okay. And the training session, this is professional football, eh? The first team against the team B, playing with the assistant coach, and Javier and myself drinking tequila in a office, no? I think that, but this is Javier Aguirre. Javier Aguirre called me just the day that my first game against Odisha, he called me. And he say, "Oh, good luck! I hope that you can win this game and good time in India." He's a fantastic person. I think that yes. And with Quique Setién, I don't explain any anecdote, but I have very good relationship with him. And the thing that I remember with Quique is the maybe. Our conversations between 2 and 3 hours, because we live in the same building, yes, in the same apartments, in the same but because Las Palmas, all the people who arrive to Las Palmas, they put in the same house. In the same apartments, and we spoke a lot of hours speaking about football and experience. And I think that I am a lucky man in this kind of things. No?
So I think that's about it. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.